talk with our Senator Sherrod Brown. Good morning, Sherrod. How are you?
Good to be with you. Thanks. I had it on mute. Sorry about that.
You quickly learn where the mute and unmute is when you're doing all sorts of things.
You accidentally hit it in the middle of a conversation, and learning a lot about technology.
Well, it's one of those things that everybody's getting used to and trying to figure it out. But one of the things that's it's old school, I guess, is the U.S. Census. It's been around for a long time, and every 10 years we know it comes around. This year, though, and it's in the middle of the COVID-19, but it's still – they extended the deadline, I believe, right? But it still needed to be –
Yeah, they extended the deadline. It's of course, a bigger challenge this year, and we do this, obviously, every 10 years. We've done it, I believe, since 1790, something like that. I mean, it's done for reasons of how many districts does a state get, how many congressional districts, speaking to its clout in Washington, its representation. It's federal dollars. How much do you get in transportation? How much do you get in health care? So it really is important, and we say this every 10 years, but it's really important that everybody be counted. You know, Ohio's doing better than the national average. But we still have major undercounts in Appalachia and in inner cities, especially those two areas. And we're just encouraging people. The good thing about the census is it's entirely anonymous. The census taker will never ask you for money, will never ask your Social Security number. They just want to know how many people and the confidentiality is protected that way.
It seems, though, sometimes those people that are underrepresented are the ones that maybe need some of this funding the most. It's kind of a catch-22, it seems. They don't, for some reason, they maybe don't want to.
That probably is true, yeah.
So get as many people out there so we know who's in the household, who's counted. That's really all it is. It's just
people children are particularly undercounted, small kids, but they should count just as much as the rest of us. So people can go to my2020census.gov, 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 and they can sign up that way and fill the census form out that way. There's a lot of ways to do it. The census takers can't be as aggressive going door to door and doing the things they've done other years. But we can certainly find ways to be counted. So people can go to that website. Right. And that would be great.
We're talking with Senator Sherrod Brown this morning. One of the things you had sent over on your release had to do with the Great American Outdoors Act. That sounds impressive. What is that about?
Well, it's about it's celebrating and strengthening and modernizing one of the great things our country's done, and that is our system of national parks. I think our first national park was the late 1880s, and President Theodore Roosevelt did a huge effort to expand them. And one of the great things about our state and our part of the state in Northeast Ohio is we are one of the few states east of the Mississippi that has a national park, the Cuyahoga Valley National Park. And it was created over the last three or four decades. A Republican congressman named Ralph Regula, a Democratic congressman named John Seiberling from Canton and Akron, led the charge and made this happen. And it went from a national reserve to a full-blown now national park. And, you know, it's connected to the metro parks around Cleveland. We have good parks in Lorain, and we know that this legislation will help us not just for the national parks, but local and county and regional parks too, get funding to make sure that these parks are as pristine as possible and still very accessible to the public for hiking and doing whatever camping, whatever people want to do in our park system.
You recently penned an op-ed to the Wall Street Journal relating to corporations and their treatment of frontline workers as well. What precipitated that for you to do that?
Well, I was talking – thanks for asking about that. I was talking to a grocery store worker in Southwest Ohio, and she said, you know, they call me essential, but I really feel expendable. She said, and she wanted to say they don't pay me much and they don't keep me safe at work. And I think that's really important that corporate America start paying attention. They run ads saying thank you to essential workers, to bus drivers, to people that change the linen, and hospital workers and food service workers, custodians, people that go to work every day during this terrible economic time and terrible pandemic. Yet they thank them, but they don't really pay them well. They ought to treat them like they ought to treat them like the essential workers they are. So my op-ed, which the Wall Street Journal actually printed, which surprised us a little bit, called for companies to raise their pay to minimum wage to at least $15, to grant workers paid sick leave, to provide for essential workers pandemic premium pay, to diversify their corporate and executive boards, to stop fighting workers' efforts to unionize if they want to, and to stop lobbying Congress to ask for more tax breaks all the time. And last thing that's really important is that they implement strict safety standards for the workers. I'm very concerned that the next outbreaks, we're seeing higher numbers than we've ever seen in the pandemic in many states now, as the president just continues to move on as if it doesn't exist. He's pulling back testing, all that, and we're seeing that my fear is that we're going to start seeing more outbreaks in workplaces. And what does that lead to? Then what do we do next? And as I said before, the governor's done a pretty good job in Ohio and saved a lot of lives. The president has not done what he should be doing to scale up testing and to get equipment, protective equipment to workers.
When it comes to testing, there might be a Major League Baseball season if it does happen. 60 games. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I don't know. I always think of, I was watching a game of the week once years ago, and Joe Morgan had just retired. He was the announcer. He said, baseball's got to be the best sport ever invented because the owners have tried to ruin it for 100 years and it's still around. So I just think it's just they've made a mess out of it. Other professional sports have sort of figured it out. They're going to play for TV revenues. They're not obviously going to have fans, at least at the beginning. And, when they start having fans, they got to figure out what to do with concessions and restrooms. So it's a serious problem. But I don't miss baseball as much as I thought I would miss it. As you know from our conversations before, I love the Indians. I love baseball. I live and die with them every summer. This summer, it's just, I guess, partly because I'm busy like so many people. But I don't miss it as much as I thought I would. I'm glad it's back, but I hope they don't screw it up.
Yeah, we all wait to see. And, of course, there's certain, the different major sports have sort of had plans in place, but nothing's happened yet. So it's all sort of still on the drawing board. And it's all related to health issues. And the more they get closer to it, you wonder how things are going to go. And you hear the stories of suddenly the spread that take place in different states. And no one, no pun intended, is immune from this. So it's a matter of just trying to see where we kind of have that balance between living our lives and also protecting our lives at the same time. So.
And because of states, most states doing this, many of the big states, Florida and Texas, especially in Georgia, doing this badly, they never really, their governors never showed leadership like our governor did. They were all three Republicans, Ohio, Florida, and Texas. It's not a partisan thing. Our governor just did it better than they, and the president discouraged, doesn't wear a mask. The president went to that plant and it makes cotton swabs for testing in Maine, refused to wear a mask, and at the end of the day, they had to throw out all the production because they thought it was potentially contaminated. I mean, that kind of behavior from our top officials. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know if the NFL will play, if the Browns will play in front of empty stadiums or in front of fans. That's not even clear, and the players will have to get tested regularly. I mean, it's a difficult thing to figure out.
Yeah, everybody's busy trying to figure out how to make it work, and what we take for granted at one point, we suddenly have to change, and we do our best, but that's what we do as Americans. And I wonder if coming up here on the 4th of July, will there be a different, I know when we kind of passed through the Easter holiday, there was a different feel for how you would celebrate, or if you're religious, how that felt. I wonder how this is going to feel for our country coming up in a couple weeks or so.
And Easter was so early in the pandemic, and now, but people are gathering in large groups more so than I believe they should. We'll see what happens on the 4th.
Yep. Senator, we appreciate your time this morning. Stay well.
Always glad to do it. Thanks. Always fun to be with you.
Senator Sherrod Brown.
Bye-bye.